When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in, hour number 3, the final hour of the week. Hope all of you are having fantastic Fridays. We're going to have some fun with you as we roll through this final hour. Encourage you to go subscribe to the podcast. You won't miss a moment, including brand new podcast exclusives that you will be able to experience of Buck and I breaking down the upcoming midterm elections, which are going to be in 46 days from now. You can search out my name, Clay Travis. You can search out Buck Sexton. Anywhere that podcasts are found, you'll be able to subscribe. You can help us on our march to 20 million downloads, which is a monstrous number, a phenomenal number that is directly attributable to all of you. I know many of you listen on podcasts, and we certainly love that. We also love all of you who are listening on local stations all over this country. What we have found is a rising tide is lifting all boats. We're trying to fight battles for sanity on audio space everywhere, and some of you can listen on podcasts, some of you can listen on radio, some of you mix and match. Either way, we appreciate all of you. We're going to be joined here at the bottom of the hour by the final guest of the week. We are trying to make sure that all of you are familiarized with battleground figures across the country, particularly in the Senate. We have had Adam Laxalt on a couple of times with us. He is in Nevada. He will be hopefully beating Cortez Masto, and if that is able to happen, that is a real Republican pickup. The two most recent polls, two of which came out yesterday, both had Adam Laxalt in the lead. I believe I am correct, Buck. The first time we had Adam Laxalt on was at Mar-a-Lago when we had Trump on in February. Adam Laxalt was there at Mar-a-Lago as well for a fundraiser. He came on with us then. He's been on a few times since. We will talk to him about the latest that he is seeing on the ground that is coming up at the bottom of the hour. As we are speaking, unfortunately, the stock market has been tanking yet again. It has moved down below 30,000 for the first time since December. And what have we been telling you? Biden is looking for an opportunity to turn this election to a referendum in some way on Donald Trump, to a referendum on abortion, to talk about anything other than the fact that they kept schools closed too long, the border being a disaster, the murder rate and violent crime rate overall skyrocketing under his watch, and the economy is at a 40-year effectively inflation high, and the stock market is lower than it was when Joe Biden took office. Again, if you want to have a good weekend, do not look at your 401k statements. But what's Biden out there saying, Buck? He's out there arguing that Republicans want to do away
FBI.
After 2 years of them shouting defund the police and acting like total irresponsible lunatics to pander to the pro-crime segments of society in the Democrat Party, the left, the Soros prosecutors, etc., they now act like, oh, but you want to defund the FBI.
Leader McCarthy talked about wanting a nation that's safe. Well, let's look at what Republicans have done to make it safe. They voted against virtually everything we've done to reduce crime and keep communities safe. Now, look, we're in a situation where now the MAGA Republicans are calling for defunding. They're defunding the FBI. Now, let me tell you something. I don't think, and I know some of you weren't happy with me, I didn't think we should defund the police. I never believed that and said so at the time. But I sure in hell don't think we should be funding the FBI either.
First of all, this idea that they're putting defund the police, it's the Republicans that are the real defunders now. No one's really actually trying to entirely defund the FBI. We're just sick of the FBI deep state elements trying to throw elections for the libs. Rightfully so. And I, by the way, Clay, I also want to give a shout out. This is a Miranda Devine story. I've been saying for a long time, why don't we have more people who leave the FBI because of what's going on with the politicization? There are bombshell allegations by FBI Special Agent Steve Friend contained in a whistleblower complaint filed late Wednesday about the overzealous January 6 investigation and the threat of domestic terrorism being used effectively as a weapon against the right. This guy, who is a 12-year veteran of the FBI, a SWAT team member, was suspended, stripped of his gun, and escorted out of the FBI field office after complaining about that politicization. First of all, credit to this guy. Second of all, more of this. This is a big frustration for me. People need to not take orders from the deep state that they know break their oath to the Constitution.
Let's just compare January 6th political prisoners with what happened in North Dakota. Guy says he drove over a Republican because he was angry about his political beliefs. And he gets out $50,000 bail, doesn't have to pay, is only charged with vehicular homicide. Buck, we need to get Julie Kelly on again to get the exact number, but somewhere around 80 people who are still imprisoned, many of them unable to talk to anyone else, in solitary confinement, locked up in D.C. political prison. The fact that this isn't a bigger story is just, it blows my mind that we don't talk about it enough. It's crazy.
It's important for everyone to also remember that, you know, holding someone in remand is not supposed to just be we don't like this person. It's not supposed to be just a punishment that you add on to things. You hold someone in remand, the judge will say, or you set bail super high if you think they're a flight risk or an actual risk to public safety out there again. Neither of those conditions any reasonable person would think apply to the January 6th defendants, who include entirely nonviolent, even on January 6th, nonviolent offenders. But the judges in this case are left-wing activists and have said things like, we're scared they'll start another insurrection. So effectively, they have held people in solitary confinement without bail for nonviolent crimes because they think that someone alone released is going to be able to start an insurrection. This is political abuse. It is lunacy. And I mean, I really think, and Miranda Devine, credit to her for writing this piece in the New York Post, but this agent, Stephen Friend, this has been one of my big criticisms. I mean, you know, I'll tell you, when I was in the CIA, I didn't like stuff that was going on in the Obama administration. So I wanted to, that was part of my reason for getting out. It wasn't my only reason. There were a lot, but I was like, I don't like the direction this is taking at all. You don't just get to stay there, you know, NYPD guys. I love so many of the men and women of the NYPD, but the ones who are going in and arresting bar owners because they were violating COVID protocols, it's not all, the paycheck is not worth anything, my friends.
This is where so many guys get handcuffed because they're trying to serve out their pension time. And it's, you know this, they're just trying to make sure that they get in their requisite years so they can ride off into the sunset, and they're worried about rocking the boat to such an extent. And on some level, if you are being forced to do things or you are seeing things that are being done that are indefensible in terms of justice, in terms of fairness, first of all, we need a brand new FBI director, right? We need to just clean out the entire leadership.
Yeah, the entire top shelf of the FBI needs to go.
All gone. And then maybe you can start to have some faith in the Department of Justice and the way that they're using the FBI. But, Buck, I think what is likely to happen is we'll get a Republican House. I think we're going to get a Republican Senate. And then Biden will lean even more aggressively on the Department of Justice to try to exert his force and influence. Because, you know, just look at what 2023 is going to be like. Biden is going to have to run not as a president, if he runs, but as an anti-Trump activist. And that means all he's got is MAGA extremists, January 6th. Look at what's going on all surrounding that. And frankly, it's not registering, right? We talked about this. I don't think it's a coincidence that when they put Biden back out, Buck, and he made that disastrous speech right before, was it the Thursday before Labor Day, when he was in Philadelphia and he was brightly lit with the red backdrop and everything else. Basically, Republicans have been surging, if you look at the polls, since essentially that actually ended up happening.
I think it's important for everyone to see here. And if you were to listen to this show, go back for the last 18 months and go back to what Clay and I were saying separately on our syndicated shows, you know, at the very start of the Biden administration, before that, I think what you would see is that everything that we, and there are many others too, said was going to happen based on the policies of the Democrats has happened. It has been bad for the American people. There has been suffering because of the decision making of Democrats that we warned about. And so what this has done is it's created a political dynamic in the country right now where Republicans, notice what my mantra is, Clay, right? And what I should say ours here, I think, on the show, to be fair, because we talk about these topics so much, the economy, immigration, crime, right? Those are things that we want different decision making. We focus on policies that we don't like that Democrats have made. Democrats focus on they hate Republicans. Yes. It actually really has turned it. The reason for the existence right now of the Democrat Party in its own mind is that our democracy is in peril. The Republic is at stake. Trump is basically a modern day Hitler. He just hasn't had the chance to wield full authority yet. And anything that they do to stop him is justified. And anyone who supports him is evil. That is the mainstream. This is why when people say, oh, but Biden's speech with the red lights and the whole, you know, Emperor Palpatine vibe that he had there, that was really just being a vessel for what I think is now mainstream Democrat thought, which is Republicans are evil. I think Democrats make stupid decisions, and you and I sit here and make the case every day as to why that is true, and it is. They think we are awful.
And the other aspect of this, and we need to keep hammering it home, is if you're out there and you think when Trump is gone that this is going to vanish, you're wrong. They will do this to anyone who potentially follows Trump, whether it's Ron DeSantis, Ted Cruz, Nikki Haley. Doesn't even matter who that person is that is rising up to be the national figurehead of the Republican Party. This is branding. They have decided that Republicans are evil. It's not just Trump. They will transfer that lethality, that anger, that venality. All of it will get pushed over to whoever is the next candidate. Just be prepared for it. We're going to talk, like I said, to Adam Laxalt here in a moment. Massive battle that he's got going on in the Senate out of Nevada. We will discuss. And hopefully we'll have a little bit of fun. 800-282-2882. I'm still blown away that Buck and Roma both came out in favor of pistachios. It's maybe just the rig job that's going on here. I didn't think you'd take the money from big pistachio like you did. But
pistachio ice cream. The nuts are okay.
I want to tell you about Hillsdale College. We talk a lot on this show about the way that history is presented and how important that is and how it can characterize what we feel about the country. Well, America is the beacon of freedom for so many people worldwide. And our country is a healthy number of people who feel like you and I do. America's a great nation, the greatest in the history of the civilized world. It's not a universal point of view. And sadly, more and more people are ashamed of our nation's history, and they want to argue that America is not actually great. That thinking exists to a large extent because America's great heritage is being attacked. There's a narrative of America as fundamentally racist and unfair that has taken root, certainly, in the Democrat Party and spread across the country. Hillsdale College is weighing in for America by offering free online courses such as The Great American Story, A Land of Hope, and Constitution 101, The Meaning and History of the Constitution. I encourage all of you, check out and enroll in one of these wonderful free courses from Hillsdale. Even better, tell your friends and family to sign up too. And to begin your free Hillsdale College course today, you can go to clayandbuckforhillsdale.com. Again, that's clayandbuckforhillsdale.com. Go there today.
Making sense in an insane world. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We have so many calls lined up. I want to get to some of them on this Friday before we are joined by Adam Laxalt of Nevada, who we certainly hope is going to be pulling out a fantastic win. But he's going to need your help, Nevada. He's going to need help from our listeners out in Las Vegas on KMZQ AM, out in Reno on KFOY. Need you out there. Clay, you know something we should do in the weeks ahead? I think we should start to some days have people who call in from battleground states and tell us what they're doing to help the right people win. Are you knocking on doors? Are you mailing envelopes? Are you just getting your five relatives who are watching a little too much college football, no offense, and getting them to get out there and make sure that they vote, you know?
I actually think college football is going to help Herschel in a big way because Georgia's on a roll and he's out just getting to shake hands and be Herschel Walker.
Yeah, I could have said video games. I didn't mean to pick on college football. I'm just saying. I don't think it's
a big deal out in Nevada, for instance, but in Georgia, it's going to be a big difference maker.
Richard in Oregon. Richard, you got some thoughts on the Woman King and West Africa. What's up?
Good morning, sir. Well, love your show. Yeah, I spent probably from 1980 to the mid-90s commanding oil field vessels on the west coast of Africa. A lot of it in Nigeria, witnessed multiple atrocities. And
had you heard of the Dahomey before? Are you familiar with the tribal history here?
Not that particular one, but yeah, I'm well aware of all the different tribalism, the tribals that were tribes who are interfacing
each other. Nigeria, for example, for a long time had an insurgency in the south in the Niger Delta river area, and a Islamist insurgency in the north, which was jihadist in nature. So they've had a lot of tough things going on in Nigeria for a while. Paul in San Antonio, Texas. Paul, welcome.
Good evening. I want to tell you both that you're doing a great job. I listened to Rush for over 20 years. I'm actually talking to you on an iPhone that was gifted to me by him.
That's amazing.
Oh, wow.
And thank you.
Yeah. As far as the woman king, I do find it funny that the proponents of CRT and the left that always speak about how history is being rewritten took an opportunity to purposely miswrite history in order to avoid or to erase the part that blacks had in the slave trade. Now, I can say this as a black conservative, so you won't get in trouble for it.
So have you seen the movie?
Yes, I have seen the movie. And there is one part of the movie I think you'll find interesting. The woman king, who is played by Viola Davis, is violently raped. This is a spoiler alert in case anybody wants to see it. But she's violently raped. She's not supposed to have kids, but she carries the child to term. She has her friend take the child. The child is given to an orphanage. The child returns to her via a soldier and actually saves her at the end of the movie. So I think that's one of the best.
I'm glad you gave the spoiler alert, because anybody who was going to sit through 2 hours of that movie now is probably good. But was it a good movie? Is it entertaining?
Actually, if you take away the historical perspective, I love the movie. The history, the false history is what screws the movie up.
False history accusation is okay. First of all, Paul, that's an awesome call.
But if you just went
in
blind on the history, the movie would actually be pretty entertaining, which is what we were talking about earlier. And I think it's a great call, Buck.
That's fine. Like I might go see it now because I'm fine with just the movie being entertaining. But I just won't ever know if we're going to talk about true history. You know, I love the movie Braveheart. It is my favorite movie of all time. The history is trash. I mean, I could just sit here and talk about it for hours if people want, but I still love the movie.
It is a fantastic movie.
My favorite movie of all time. It's just,
Gladiator or Braveheart?
I mean, it's so close, but I go Braveheart on that one every time. There is one cell phone company we trust to uphold your values. One cell phone company we trust to offer fair and honest pricing. It's Pure Talk, my cell phone company that I use every day. Pure Talk provides excellent quality. Look, guys, you got to save money these days. Let's just cut right to it. Cut down your household expenses. People are running up credit card debt. People are getting behind on their bills. What do you gain by staying with one of those big, well-known cell companies right now? Nothing except higher bills. Pure Talk is my company. It will save you money. My cell phone that I use every day is a Pure Talk carried phone. All you have to do to make the switch, you keep your phone and your number. You're just switching the carrier. You'll save up to $900 or more a year. Dial #250 and say the keyword Clay and Buck. You'll get a month free. That's #250 from your phone right now. Dial #250. Say Clay and Buck.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Battlegrounds all over the country, perhaps none more intense than what is going on in Nevada, where we've got two different major elections that are complete toss-ups. Adam Laxalt joins us now. He is running for Senate there. We appreciate all of you listening in Las Vegas and Reno. And soon to be, I believe, Senator, I want to hit you with a couple of polls. I'm sure you guys get polls all the time, but these both came out yesterday. Insider Advantage has you with a 3-point lead. The Trafalgar Group has you with a 4-point lead. What are you seeing on the ground? Do you believe that those polls are accurate? Do you think you're going to flip this seat away from the Democrats?
Yeah, it's been an incredible week. We've had 5 polls that have had us ahead in this race. That's after a summer which all your Nevada listeners will be well aware of, being absolutely pounded by negative ads from all being funded from New York and California. And nonetheless, the voters clearly aren't buying it. They aren't buying that I'm responsible for high gas prices, which is one of the ads that ran here for a few months. And they aren't buying her election year, you know, makeup where she's trying to pretend like she's been standing for Nevada when no one can think of a single important time that she stood with Nevada over Washington, D.C., over what's happened to our country over the last few years, including, of course, just 3 weeks ago with the Inflation Reduction Act. She wasn't even up for debate. She was a guaranteed vote. A vote that certainly is leading to more inflation in a city that is already 16% inflation. We're the epicenter. And so all you hear on the ground is people are fed up. They want change. They're tired of our current leadership, which in our state is all Democrats, and obviously nationally is Democrats as well.
Adam, is your opponent Cortez Masto taking a page from the Fetterman playbook in effectively trying to just let the media do her work for her on the campaign trail, duck away from whether it's facing you or on a debate stage or facing the voters that you're pointing out? I mean, very understandably, in Nevada and across the country are very concerned right now. Is she ducking away? How is she trying to deal with the realities of what her party is doing these days?
Well, let's say most importantly, she's ducked away from every fight we've needed her to be involved in over the last 5-6 years. And so she cuts a very, very low profile. She's hoping she can buy this race with TV. She does very, very little media. They launched out a couple of very, very liberal states the day after my primary. We have subsequently accepted two right down the line. Very centrist accepted wide debates. She will not accept those debates. And so we're hoping she still will. There's no question she needs a debate more than we do because in the end of the day, she's down. They've thrown their, you know, two or three biggest punches. And we feel like now that voters are fully engaged, our side, I'm finally up on TV. Our side is finally, you know, helping make the case on the outside. And it's not just a one-way street like we faced all summer long.
Where are you, Adam? I just want to follow up with this. Where are you really different? I mean, in terms of how you will vote and how that will represent the people of Nevada differently in D.C. as a United States senator, where are the core differences between you and Cortez Masto?
Well, we just started a border ad yesterday. Nothing illustrates our core differences more than the border. I visited the border, as the voters will see in the ad. My opponent says that there's no such thing as an open border. It's misinformation. So, you know, this is a huge issue. You know, I believe as a party we shouldn't do a single thing coming out of hopefully winning two houses without forcing Joe Biden to secure this border. Again, my opponent doesn't even acknowledge that we have an open border. You know, from a law enforcement perspective, law enforcement – across the state, 20,000 plus badges supported me. These are people that had supported her in her race in 16 because they know that I stood with her when I was attorney general. They know that I stood with them when the BLM riots happened. And the bottom line is these Democrats, while they're trying to do a lot of election year makeup work on defunding the police and, you know, all this anti-cop rhetoric, the damage is done. Cops understand that the Democrats' soft-on-crime policies does not support them, and I think our voters understand these policies have made our communities far less safe. You know, the other major area, of course, is in just the economic agenda. She has been a 100% reliable vote for all of the spending bills, for all of the attacks on energy, and all of these things have made Las Vegas the epicenter of inflation. We have $5 and up gas. In fact, we're behind only California and Hawaii. We're a couple dollars more than every other battleground state. So all these things are combining for a massive change election. You know, that said, you know, as I'm sure you're reporting, on a lot of these races, the Democrats have unlimited money, and they're spending whatever it takes to try to buy these races. And so we certainly need support across the state and all over the country to try to match this progressive spend, mostly from California and New York. They're trying to buy these races. They're deceiving voters with false messages. But when all is said and done, we feel confident we're going to win this race.
We're talking to Adam Laxalt. Nevada is the Senate battleground that he is trying to win, up three and up four in the two most recent polls that are up at Real Clear Politics. Obviously, things breaking your way. And it seems, Adam, like a decent percentage of that. A lot of Hispanic voters are rallying around the message that you are selling. Are you seeing that on the ground? Why do you think in particular Hispanic voters are breaking in your direction, maybe in ways that they haven't broken for a Republican in the past?
Yeah, we started Latinos for Laxalt in February. We've been working at this the entire year. We've got incredible coalitions. You know, we've got Spanish ads, radio, TV, and we've made this a huge priority. And the Democrats, of course, have done a lot of the work for us by all of their failing policies. And so I think what happened during COVID with these horrific shutdowns is that Hispanic small businesses were shut down at all-time highs. You had schools shut down a lot longer than needed to be. And so you had, say, a working Hispanic mom, single mom, trying to juggle Zoom schools and still put food on the table. And I think they got really, really fed up. They also got treated to seeing what their kids are being taught in schools. These people moved to Las Vegas because they believe in the American dream. They believe, as has been proven time and again in our state, that if you work hard, you can make an honest wage. You can provide opportunity for your family and have a real shot at the American dream. They don't support this far left idea that America is a terrible place and we're irredeemable. And so, you know, all these things have combined for the Hispanic community to finally wake up and understand these Democrats will say whatever it takes to win elections. But the bottom line is their values don't match up with the Hispanic community. They do not match up with everyday Nevadans. And that's why you're seeing this huge, huge shift.
Adam Laxalt, everybody, running in Nevada. We got a lot of folks in that state listening right now. Adam, if they want to help out, if they want to be a part of your victory, where do they go?
Yeah, adamlaxalt.com. You know, we already have the largest army of volunteers. We need more. We got to match the Culinary Union as tens of thousands of people that are knocking doors. And we certainly need money to be able to match some of the spend on TV. So, again, adamlaxalt.com. This is not only to save Nevada, this is to save America. We believe this is the 51st Senate seat, and, you know, we've got a lot of work to do to save this country.
Adam, God bless. Let us know we can help. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
So I know we're about to go off into the weekend, and it's a time that you should be relaxing, assuming you're not working on the weekends, spend time with your family, thinking about other things. Before you head off your weekend, though, let me tell you, the war for life is all day, every day, and it is being waged right now in this country. The forces of the left, Planned Parenthood, you've heard things recently. There's no such thing as a fetal heartbeat. They're going to try to make, at the state level, abortion for all 9 months of the pregnancy the law in as many places as they absolutely possibly can. It's wrong, and it's evil. And you can actually do something to help. I know so many people who are pro-life in their own lives, which obviously is the first step. But what are you doing to help others on that path of righteousness? What are you doing to help women who are faced with that decision to make sure they make the right decision? I want to tell you about an organization called Preborn. They have a mission that's as important and powerful as anything you could ever imagine, saving the lives of tens of thousands of babies. Now, that's not grandiose talk. That is the mission. That's what they're trying to do. And you can help them. This is the only reason Preborn exists, to save preborn babies' lives. Here's what they do. They offer free ultrasounds. They have preborn pregnancy clinics where there's plenty of love and compassion for pregnant women who are stressed, who have anxiety, who have a difficult road ahead in their minds. But they can choose life, and Preborn will help them to choose life. With these ultrasounds, it is so powerful, so effective. A huge percentage of women who go in and have this ultrasound at a preborn pregnancy clinic, a huge majority, are going to end up having the baby. It really works. You can save lives right now. You can actually help save lives. All you have to do is dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword baby. That's #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/BUCK. All you have to do is donate, and you are funding this army of life, preservation, of saving babies. It is so important to do, to help in every way you can, to save as many babies, save as many human lives as we possibly can. Dial #250 on your cell phone, say the keyword baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. Any amount of money you can give helps. $140 will provide 5 ultrasounds, but $10, $100, preborn.com/BUCK.
One truth revealed after another. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Closing up shop here on Clay and Buck for the weekend. Perfect song choice there because everybody is working for the weekend here. I know a lot of you listening to us on the podcast, though, over your weekend on demand. Great way to do it. And remember, our election deep dive special, our weekly deep dive special drops Sunday morning. It's just if you want to know about all the candidates, all the close races, the polls, the issues, it's a one-stop shop for that from the whole week. And we really hope a lot of you will check out that podcast up on Sunday morning. Check out the iHeart app for that. Clay, my weekend is going to be very calm. I'm planning to wear pajamas. I'm planning to order in food. I have nothing exciting planned. You, however, are doing some cool things. What do you got on the, what's on the docket?
Almost as soon as I finish the show, I'm hopping in my car, driving up to Knoxville, Tennessee. I'll be on Big Noon Kickoff, Fox and Friends as well tomorrow. I'm taking my 12-year-old to the Florida-Tennessee football game. So I'm spending the weekend in Knoxville. I'm sure I'll meet a lot of Florida and Tennessee fans who are also going to be in town there. And then I'm gearing up. I got to come up for your big engagement party. We're going to be in New York City in studio together on Thursday and Friday. And then I think I'm going to be down in Clemson, South Carolina for the NC State game. So that's like the next 2 weeks sort of in my landscape. I try to keep it basically like 7-8 days at a time right now in the fall because it's so crazy with the travel. But I can't wait. I'm a little bit envious. I'd love to just be able to chill and watch games all day Saturday, which to me is one of the most fun. Even as much fun as it is to go to a game, I like just kicking back on my couch and watching like 7 or 8.
I might have to go check out this the Woman King movie now that I've talked about it so much and gotten sort of deep into some of the historical details. Especially, we had that great caller who said that that was actually a pretty entertaining movie.
Yeah.
I'm like a once-a-year movie guy, like meaning I go to the movies like once a year, largely because I can't handle when people talk during movies. And
it doesn't surprise me at all.
I just have no tolerance. Like, I really, you know, it's important to be aware of your weaknesses. Me being more patient with, like, the general public's lack of manners, I try to work on this because, you know, otherwise I'm probably going to get hit with a trash can in the head at some point. But I would say I may go check out a movie this weekend. Did you see this? It was sent to us by the team. I'm trying to find it in real time. But there is now, I wanted to get your take on this as a guy who's got kids. There is a restaurant in Singapore that has a $10 screaming children surcharge in place that has resulted in fewer screaming children at the restaurant, and customers are now realizing this is a place they can go for peace and quiet. I don't have kids yet, so I know this is unfair. I love this. I just want to know why it's only $10 surcharge. It should be $100 surcharge. You get 2 minutes to calm the child down, and then the child has to go outside or to another place. Screaming in restaurants? I don't understand how this is allowed to happen.
I think it depends on the restaurant. If you're at a fancy restaurant and you have a really young child and they are screaming, the kid probably shouldn't be there. But if you are at, you know, like a middle of the road, an Applebee's, Outback Steakhouse style, that's kind of a borderline because I would expect kids to be there. Having been a parent, though, and there is inevitably going to be an airplane flight that you are on, Buck. There's going to be a dinner that you go to where your kids just come completely undone, and there's no amount of incredible parenting that you can have created that would keep it from happening. But now, I will say, my kids, generally speaking, were pretty well
behaved.
Your
kids are incredibly well behaved. Like, your kids, I feel like they could be showing up at the UN and giving speeches tomorrow.
They're pretty good now. My oldest was a little bit of a devil back in the day. I think also as a parent, you get more chill the more kids you have, and that also reflects upon the kids, and the kids are more relaxed. But the airplane flight is way worse, I think, than the dinner, because you can't escape it, right? So, on an airplane, that's the tough one.
I always break it down into there are the people, when the kid starts making noise, you can tell they're kind of like, oh, you know, and they're trying and they're doing whatever. Then the tolerance level for me, you know, increases. It's the people who are just like, yeah, so my kid threw a menu and it hit you in the face. What's the problem? He's only three.
I think also,
you know,
you can tolerate frenzy. My house is a zoo every day because I've got three relatively young boys tackling each other. I mean, you had brothers. You remember what it was like. But when you're a dad or a mom, you get used to that frenzy. And then people come over and they don't have kids and they're like, it's really loud here. I'm like, yeah, that's what having three boys constantly running around tackling each other does.
I will say I'm the neighbor who, like, loud noise, not on the weekends in particular, like super loud music or something. I don't even call them. I don't even, like, speak to the building or whatever. I pound on doors right away.
In your building?
Oh, yes. Every time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I do not. I am like, there is none of this barbarism where you're going to be blasting your Kesha or your One Direction at 2 o'clock in the morning. Not allowed.
Wow. That doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me you would be annoyed. It's pretty aggressive to go banging on doors. Like,
oh, yeah.
And who knows what reaction
I'm
you're
like,
going to get.
There are certain things I'm a little grouchy about. Like, Carrie's working with me on these things. My family tries to. I'm a pretty mellow guy, Clay, but manners, very grouchy about manners.
Well, when you're 40 and you've lived it by yourself, that adds up.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. on the front lines of truth.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.